And now the game where people who have risen very, very high peer down through the clouds to see what they left behind. Jennifer Lee graduated from film school a little less than 15 years ago, and today she is the head of Walt Disney Animation. How did she get to be the first woman ever to hold that job, and so quickly? Well, a few years ago, she wrote and directed a movie called Frozen, which became the highest-grossing animated film ever made. And now, just as we were finally able to get Let It Go out of our heads, she's back with Frozen 2. Jennifer Lee, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you. Well, I just have to say, being on this show is actually a highlight of my career, because I think of everything, it's the one that's going to make my ex-husband really jealous.
There you go!
Excellent.
I am so happy to do that for you, given the joy you've given me. But I have to ask, you don't think your, say, winning an Oscar did that?
I didn't ask him. I was too polite about that.
Really? Now, what's interesting to me, and I say this as a father of daughters who saw a lot of Disney animated movies before Frozen came along, is that we know about the whole thing about the Disney princess. And that the beautiful woman or beautiful girl who's rescued literally by Prince Charming. And the great thing about Frozen is it totally subverts that. Was that your intent? Did you say to yourself when you were given the chance to make this movie, I'm going to completely stick it to all those princes?
No. You know, I will say, I have to give credit to Chris Buck, Mike. He's my fellow director on this. The idea of having true love not be romantic but familial was just something that we thought was fantastic, and to do a film where two sisters or two women are not at odds but are actually trying to support each other. They were just things that we wished we'd had and grown up with and we'd never seen. So, you know, there's some fun we had with Hans.
This is a spoiler for those of you with kids who haven't seen the movie more than, say, 600 times. But Hans, of course, is the guy who's introduced as that literally the handsome prince who's going to rescue the young heroine, and it turns out he's a cad. And I'd never seen that before. Did anybody from Disney, because, of course, this was before the movie was a huge success, did anybody say to you, we're not sure about this?
Oh, no, because there are now pretty much 50-50 women and men, and every woman said, I've dated that man. We have to address him. We need to warn the girls of
wait,
the world.
Can I ask, is your ex-husband named Hans?
Did you ever do any research, or I don't know how you would do it, into what the core audience, the children, would want from a sequel to Frozen, what they would want to see?
We didn't really, in the sense that we felt like if we had so many requests of what we should do, if we listened to that, we wouldn't build it in a true way. We did, however, do a lot of research where we went to Finland and Iceland and Norway. We walked on glaciers. We went in deep in the forest. And in fact, we actually took a ship called the Hurtigruten down the fjords of Norway.
The Hurtigruten?
The Hurtigruten. And oddly enough, while we were there, our team had lunch with Peter Sagal's parents.
What? What? I had absolutely no idea. With my parents, they go on cruises. What else do they do? And this is what happens. They come home, and my mother says, we met these people on the boat. They're big fans of yours. That's it. She doesn't say, they were making Frozen 2. It was very exciting. That is amazing.
Can I ask a more pertinent question? Can you weigh in on this controversy about Olaf's height?
Oh, gosh, yes. Apparently around Twitter there was some video game that said Olaf was 5'4", and that would put all of the other characters somewhere in the 8 to 10 foot range.
Right.
And an argument went back and forth, really trying to convince the world that they were giants. So I think it was a typo. I checked with production. He's 3'5" from frozen toe to tip of his little wooden twigs. So
there you
we
go.
Can put the controversy to rest.
Please.
And can I ask, which frozen character do you think would be the most delicious to eat?
Well, I mean, I think there's no doubt it would be Olaf.
Oh, right, of course.
Yes.
That makes, right.
Yep, he'd be, with a little sugar, he'd be just an, right.
Can you tell us where Walt Disney's frozen body is? I have to admit, I didn't know anything when I went to see Frozen the first time with my daughter. That's what I thought it was going to be about.
You saw Disney's Frozen?
Yeah, exactly. All right, one more question before we get to the game. So obviously part of the Disney experience is that for every movie, there's a huge amount of merchandising and, you know, we all saw it all with Elsa and everything with Frozen. Do you, as the director, the creator of the film, get to approve that stuff or is that out of your hands?
Well, we do. The first film we did almost everything, but they didn't think we would sell that much. So, but this one, we actually have a whole team because we can't. There's too many. It's thousands of from around the world.
I think there should be a line of foods.
I think there. Frozen. I think frozen foods is a thing.
It already exists.
Well, Jennifer Lee, it is a pleasure to talk to you. We have asked you here to play the game that we're calling
Let It Thaw, Let It Thaw.
You made two Frozen movies, but what do you know about frozen foods?
Oh, my gosh. See, I was ahead of the curve.
You were. We're going to ask you three questions about iced cuisine. Answer two out of three correctly. Do that, and you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, a Queen Bill Curtis Halloween costume. No, just actually a voicemail message. Bill, who is Jennifer Lee playing for?
Sarah Reese of Los Angeles, California.
All right, you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Here's your first question. There are a lot of frozen foods with celebrity endorsements and tie-ins, including which of these? A, Larry the Cable Guy's official get-er-done grub biscuit and sausage gravy meal. Mm. B, Master P's frozen peas. Or C, Tom Cruise Diet Dianetic Delights.
Ooh. Oh, okay. I want to go with Tom Cruise. Oh,
you really want to go for the Tom Cruise?
Oh, you're clearly saying it shouldn't be because you're hesitating. The one that I liked the most, though, because it was so long, was A.
So A, Larry the Cable, do you want to go with that one?
Okay.
That's the one.
Yes!
You got it. All right, Jennifer, it's very good. Here is your next question. Huge part of the frozen food business, naturally, is frozen desserts, including which of these? A, the License to Chill, a popsicle in the shape of Daniel Craig's naked torso. B, the Inuit pie, a more woke ice cream sandwich. Or C, frozen flaming hot Cheetos.
Oh, are there those? Because my daughter would love them. I'll go with C.
You're doing frozen flaming hot Cheetos. No, in fact, believe it or not, it was Licensed to Chill.
What?
They exist. It's a popsicle in the shape of Daniel Craig's naked torso. All right. The heyday, Jennifer, of frozen food was the 1960s, which was when somebody tried out which of these business ideas. A, Pillsbury frozen flour. B, Rent-A-Chicken, which would provide you a mother hen to sit on your frozen food and warm it the natural way. Or C, Tad's 30 Varieties of Meats. It was a chain restaurant where every table had a microwave for you to cook the frozen food they would bring to you.
Oh.
Oh, God.
That sounds neat.
Oh. Okay, I'm going with C.
You're right. You did it. That was the idea. You go to the restaurant. Microwave, which they did have. They were very large from our eyes, and they'd bring you frozen food. You'd stick it in, microwave, and eat it. The restaurant chain did not last long.
I'm shocked.
No.
I'm shocked.
Bill, how did filmmaker Jennifer Lee do on our quiz?
2 out of 3 for Jennifer Lee.
Congratulations. Jennifer Lee is the chief creative officer of Disney Animation. Her new movie, Frozen 2, is in theaters now. Jennifer Lee, thank you so much for joining us. I'm Wait, Don't Tell Me. What a pleasure to talk to you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Let it go, let it go.